Hi, I'm Tetsuya Shibata, and you're listening to the J-POP Exchange with Sean Bird.
Hi, Tetsuya. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Did your interest in music begin in your childhood? How did you become interested in music?
While I was growing up, my mother was a singer and a music teacher. She recommended that I take piano lessons. That was the start of my musical experience.
Please, tell us about your musical studies and training.
I began playing classical piano at a very young age, and I taught myself how to play guitar and bass guitar and drums while in junior high school and high school. While at the university, I heavily studied classics and rock and jazz genres aside of my major.
How and when did you pursue a career in music? Was it always your intention to pursue a career in music?
Actually, I was not going to be a composer, but my brother-in-law introduced me to the video game industry. Then I began applying for jobs in composition at video game companies after college.
Can you give us some insight into your writing process? When you compose music, how do you progress from inspiration to creation?
Well, at first, I play piano while thinking of the main melody and the chords. And at the same time, I also consider the situation or the theme that the music should be played for. After that, I start arranging the music to fit to the scene.
Who are your musical influences?
I was influenced by so many great composers. Frédéric Chopin and Franz Schubert, Bizet and Kajagoogoo, Boy George, Aerosmith and Guns N' Roses, and Led Zeppelin, Oscar Peterson, Makoto Ozone, and Chick Corea.
What music do you listen to?
So many genres. Classical music, jazz, pop, and rock, heavy metal, and dance music. Good music is good music, no matter what the genre.
I see. Interesting. How did you become involved with composing music for video games?
Actually, I didn't know that kind of job, video game composer, existed before my older sister's husband introduced me to it.
Please, tell us about the scoring process behind productions such as Devil May Cry 2, 3, and 4. Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved?
Generally, as a composer, for most titles, I became involved in the game development process in the middle of the production. Regarding Devil May Cry 3 and 4, I was in charge of sound production as well as composing music. So I had to handle the project from the beginning of the development.
Please, tell us about the scoring process behind the productions Earthseeker and Half Minute Hero. Where in the process do you, as a composer, become involved?
As for the Earthseeker, I think I joined the sound team in the middle of production. But I was expected to compose all the music for the title, so I had to grasp all the situation of the game very soon. Because a video game composer should consider all the scenes in order to fit the music to each scene. Regarding Half Minute Hero, I think I became involved with the project near the end of the development process.
Please tell us about the process behind the production Resident Evil 5, known in Japan as Biohazard 5. Where in the process do you, as an audio director, become involved?
I was in charge of the sound production for the Resident Evil 5, so I had to be a part of the team from the earliest point of development. This was because I had to manage the total budget, including the cost of four sound crew.
Are there any particular instruments that you prefer to use in your compositions or orchestrations?
Although it depends on the genre or the style of the music, I mostly use the keyboards and the guitar.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about?
I'm not able to mention about the upcoming project, sorry.
Okay. I get it. I respect that.
But I want to work for the movies in the near future if I have a chance. It may be similar to the video game, but maybe different. But I want to try to do something new.
Interesting. In conclusion, is there anything you would like to talk about that we have not discussed thus far?
I'm going to keep going to make new sounds and music. Keep watching, please. Thank you.
Thank you again, Tetsuya, for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. Good luck with everything.